We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Amar Rav Yesi Ba'Avin, Shama Shmua Kareva Beregel. We said there's a difference between Shmua Kareva and Shmua Rechaika. If someone hears about a Shmua that one of the Karevim were Nifter, you only keep Avelos for one day if it's after 30 days. But less than 30 days, you keep Shiva and Shloshim. So let's say, if on Yom Tov, it was 28 days, and he heard about the mace. But the mace, the time it finished Yom Tov, it was already 30 days now. So really, when he keep Avelis, after 30 days. So what do you keep, 1 day or 7 days? Shama Shmua Kareva Regal, Lamatzi Regal Nasis Rechaika, Oiloloi Ve'im Noigal Yemechad. It counts towards the 30 days of Shmua Rechaika, and you only keep 1 day of Avelis. And the Gemara says even more, Tani Rabbi Ada, Devin Kisri, Kamei Rabbi Yechon, Shama Shmua Kareva B'Shabbos. You're a Shmuel Krev of Shabbos, and most of Shabbos Nasir Chayka, Ein Heges Al Yei Mechad. You only know Yeg 1 day. Again, it counts towards the days of Shmuel Rechayka. Then the Gemara declares, what? You only keep 1 day total if you hear Shmuel Rechayka.
It's the day of Shiva.
What? It's the day of Shiva. Yeah, it's the day of Shiva. You take off your shoes like we saw. You take off your shoes, and but there's Mixed Yom Kula, Gemara says. So therefore, you only have to keep 1 hour of Shiva. Kriya in a Kriya. What I was declaring is, does someone write Kriya or not when he hears a Shmua Rechaika? And there's two ways to learn the Shaila. Rashi learns the Shaila is every person who hears a Shmua Rechaika, do you do Kriya or not? Taisva says that's Pashat, a regular Shmua Rechaika does not do Kriya. The whole Shaila here is, in the case where the Shmua came on Yom Tov and was less than 30 days, and then after 30 days, it came Shmua Rechaika. That is what the Shaila is. There maybe is Chiyav Kriya because the Maisa they got a Shmua within 30 days. That's what the Shaila is. So it's Machlekes. Reb Mani Amar Eini Kriya. You don't do Kriya. Reb Chinina Amar Kriya. Amar Reb Mani Reb Chinina. Bishlam Melodi Damin Eini Kriya. I understand what's Pshat. Why? I Laika Avel Shiva. This is no Shiva. Shiva goes together with Kriya always. Since there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. The doctor Amar Kriya. Kriya Vel Shiva Meika. If it's a thing as Kriya without a Shiva. So Gemara says, "V'loy, I'll tell you where is the case." V'atani isi avu derav zera, v'amri lachu derav zera kamei derav zera. Mishein lecholak akraya. Let's say someone has a karav who dies, and b'shas ma'isi has nothing to rip, but his dav v'loy b'seich shiva, and in the middle of shiva he got a shirt that he's able to rip. So what's the halacha? Kareya. He's kareya right there in the middle of shiva. La'acha shiva ain't a kareya, but once it finishes shiva, there's no kriya. So what do you and what do you see? Zomar Vaita, Anir Abzera, which didn't finish Rayat, Anir Abzera, Vasrei Medvar Amur Mechamish Meis Mitzvah. It's only by the 5 Meis Mitzvah, the other 5 Kareim. But of Ime Kareya Vaylech, even afterwards you Kareya, even after Shiva you Kareya. So he says you do find a Kriya without Shiva. The Gemara says no. Kitan Yehi Lekvad Av Imai. That Kriya is a covered Av Imai, and that's not a Raya, which means like this, like the Farshim explained. Enech Nami, a Shmua. Rechaika of Ava V'imai, Avada, a person does write Kriya. Why? Because it's Ava V'imai, it's covered Ava V'imai. The whole Gemara Shaila, Kareya Ve'ine Kareya, is only about the other 5 Kareivim, do you do Kriya or not? And there, Taka, since there's no such thing as Shiva, so Rav Mani holds there's no Kriya at all. Masha'inkein, by Ava V'imai, even Rav Mani will agree that there is Kriya, even by Shmua Rechaika, and the reason is because it's covered Ava V'imai. And Ataka, that's how we pask it. We pask like that. That by Shmua Rechaika, there is no Kriya unless it's an Avav Imai. So then, even if it's a Shmua Rechaika, there will be a din of Kriya. Like the Shonar Paskin, the Shem Mem Sif Yeches Al Kol Hameisim Loi Shama Alach Alamad Yom In a Kriya Umisha In Lecholok When Is Dam Lo Tech Shiva Kriya Achazayin In Kriya. But it says Al Avav Imai Kriya Vaylech La Olam. You always do a Kriya. Shmua Rechaika? Yeah, sure is. By older people, a lot of times they don't tell them until after 30 days, they don't want to shiva. If someone's a 95-year-old lady and they lost their karav, they don't want them to shiva 7 days. It's not healthy for them. So a lot of times they wait and tell. They're not going to find out themselves. Nobody's going to find out. Someone died in Eretz Yisrael, it's a sister or something. They're not going to find out. They're not doing well. They're in bed. So they'll wait 30 days to tell them. This way, it'll be a Shmua Rechaika and they only have to keep 1 day of shiva, or even a few hours of shiva. Tana Rabbanan, Kola Oimer beParashah. So now, who's called a karev that someone's chayev to sit shiva for? So look more. Tana Rabbanan, Kola Oimer beParashah Kahanim Shekayim Metamelhem. All the kravim in the parashah of Kahanim, it says A kohen is not allowed matama to a mace. But the exception is the seven kravim, they could be matama to. Besides, a kohen god can be matama to them even. But a kohen can be matama to the shiva kravim. So whatever's in that parasha, you matama to. Avom, call him parashas kohen, so kohen matama lehen, avom masaba lehen. Ve'ilehen, who are they? Ishtoi, avav imoi, achav achayse, imna ebitoi. Now, it says in the parasha that by a kohen, that's dafka achayse, Habesula Asheloi Hoysel Ish. That's the only time there's that type of karav is a kohen is matamatu. And dafka choisei ma'av. So a kohen is not matamatu choisei ma'ein, which means a sister, a half sister, a kohen is not matamatu. Also a married sister, a kohen is not matamatu. That the exception is the gavi avelis. Hesifu aleim achiv achoisei habesula me'imai, a brother or sister from the mother's side. A half sister, a half brother is the chiyav avelis. Even though there's no kohen, not matamat that. The chayis and nesua be mamam imoy. Also, even though by kohen not matamat, the chayis and nesua, sister was married. Here, a person will sit shiva for that. Because shem shiva is abba lehem, kach masaba l'ashniim shlehem. The Rebbe Kiva. Kiva comes to the chiddush. He says not only masaba on them, but masaba on their children. For example, on a grandchild or on a grandfather, you also sit shiva. The Rebbe Kiva, as our Kiva holds. Rav Shimon lo zayim no, any masaba al ben benoy. The only one someone is misabel on is not all the shniim, just dafka ben benoy val avi aviv. On a grandfather and a grandson. V'chomerim kol she misabel alav misabel imay. V'chomerim say like this: anyone you are misabel on, you misabel with them when they're sitting shiva. Which means any one of the krovim who lose a karov, you have to sit shiva also. Seems very similar to Rabbi Akiva says shneim shlehem. That's the Gemara's kasha. Chachamim hayin Tanakama. Chachamim the same thing in Tanakama. And for the Gemara, no, it's very different. Because Chachamim are not saying it's a din avelus. It's a din of covered of the person who's sitting shiva. Ikiminayu imoy bebayis. Only, fear Chachamim, it's only in the house. You only have to sit shiva with them only in the house when they're sitting shiva. And Tosfos declares if it's dafka in front of them or even the whole house. But definitely at a house, you don't, the person does not have to. Rav told Chia's son, in front of them sit shiva. It was the case where his wife was sitting shiva. These people's wife, Rav Huna Rav Bre, Rava's wife was sitting shiva. So Rav Huna told Rava that only in front of her be noyeg avelus. Not in front of her, don't be noyeg avelus. Again, we said Taisa Shiloh, Dafka Bapo, or the whole house. But upon him, you don't have to keep shiva in front of them because really, the covered of the person sitting shiva. Ma'ukva shachav le bar chamua. Ma'ukva shachav le bar chamua. The son of his in-laws was nifta, which is the brother of his wife. Sovel ameis lo shiva shloshim. He thought maybe he should sit shiva and shloshim. Orav nulagabei ashkei omalei tzuznisa bayis leichol. You want to like eat the suda? In those days, and even these days to a certain extent, the people that available get special sudas. So he said, oh, you want like, you know, why are you sitting in shiva? You want to get the good food? What are you sitting in shiva for? You don't have to sit shiva for that. Le'omru l'chvayt ishtoi. Le'omru l'chvayt ishtoi. They said, even the halacha that you're supposed to do l'chvayt ishtoi is only by chamav v'chamayisai, only by the wife's parents, but not the wife's brother. Here was the wife's brother. The Tanya went to the Braisa. Misha meis chomav chamaisai. Ein rishay lokov his ishtoi liyas kechelas lis bekesas. Someone's in-law, one of the father-in-law or mother-in-law died, which means his wife's father and mother died. You're not allowed to force your wife to put on makeup or to put on eye makeup. Lis bekesas means to put on blush. Ela koifa mitasai v'noyigam avelis. A person keeps avelis together with his wife. V'chein hi shemeis chomav chamaisai. And same thing for her. When her father-in-law and mother-in-law dies, which means her husband's father and mother, she should not put on makeup then, she should do a veil together with her husband. She keeps a veil together with her husband. But Tanya, that comes a bright steer to this. It says, even though you're not a chuyiv to force, you're not allowed to force your wife to put on makeup while she's in avelus, but she does pour a kais for him. She doesn't keep a chakas. Learn from here that a person in avelus, even though she is also b'tash mita, there's no isra chakas. So mezegla is a kais for mitzaras lemita. She makes the bed for him and she washes her hands and face. So what you see from here that the husband's not keeping avelus because The husband has a bed, not being credited for the mitzvah, he's making the bed for her, for him. She is making that for him. And also, she is washing his hands and feet. Bechamen, Pasha means. So, the stira two brises. One brise says that when she is sitting Shiva, he has to sit Shiva with her. He has to turn off his bed. Kaifim etase, he has to turn off his bed. And the other brise says that when she is sitting Shiva, she makes him a bed and washes his face. So you see, he's not keeping Shiva. So make up your mind, is he keeping Shiva with her or not? Kashin adadi. There's a difference between her parents or her other siblings. Sakaponim, that's what he brought this whole brayse to show him. There's a story again about Ukva, whose wife's brother died, and he was sitting Shiva, and Rav Huna said, what are you sitting Shiva with her? There's no din Shiva, and even this din of Kvayt Ishta is only by her father and mother, and he was a brother, so there's no halacha like that. Tayna mahachi, li omru Kvayt Ishta, ella chama v'chamaysay blavat. There's only a din of Kvayt Ishtoi only by her father or mother. That's the only din. And how do we paskin legabe this halacha? What's the halacha legabe this halacha of Bimis Abel with them? So lemaisa, the whole halacha is not really knowing these halachas of Abel and Imai, only to a certain extent. That's how we paskin, because the Ramah says that you should not keep all these halachas only to a certain amount. It says in the Komish in Shin Adan Siv Vav, Komish is Abel Love, Misabel Ima Yemes Le Mes. Anyone who's sitting Shiva, so the people who are his Kravim, do it with them. Vedavka Vaida Befano, Shlai Befano, Ain Sarakuna Gavelis. Chutz Ishtoi, Shafis Misabel Love, Ain Misabel Ima La Viva Ima, she called it only for her appearance. But her brother is not. That says in Machab. L'mayis, the Ramah says, "V'yesh oimrim the inu noigin lahakel ba'avelos eshem s'ablim imoy the inzel m'shem kavdam s'ablim va'achshon alkul mincha everyone's meichel v'chein noigim inu shloi lahas'abel klalam s'ablim." We don't know. We're not noig to be m'sabel. V'chol machmir m'zeinim matmiim. They're matmiim. Makom makom nogu shall call kroivi ameis ha'psul la'edus marin k'sas avel ma'atz makol shiver shoynim until after Shabbos. She'ain reichtzim ve'ain m'shalim k'sas v'gdayim k'mer shav Shabbos. Don't change the clothing the same amount and. Some havlacha not to go to chenichasinus, and that's all. They do a little bit of avelus, the covered of the misavlim imay. That's what minig. But beetzem we don't keep full avelus. That's the halacha lemaisa. And as nishalas about this, ask a local Orthodox rabbi when it comes again. Chas v'shalom comes again if it comes again.